Let's be honest. If caregiving came with a job description, it would read, must be available 24/7, fluent in insurance jargon, and able to locate any document last seen in 2015. Sounds familiar? Then pull up a chair. This episode is for you. Welcome back to the Caregiver's Lounge, the podcast where we say the quiet parts out loud and laugh through the chaos. I'm your host, Shantae Newby, and today we're diving into a topic that's equal parts spreadsheet and soul, managing your loved one's affairs. If you've ever juggled someone else's doctor's appointments, overdue bills, and mystery medication while forgetting your own lunch, you're in the right place. Today, we're unpacking the chaos and building systems that help you breathe again. Hello. So let's get into it. Let's start with the truth. Managing someone else's life is a full-time job, and most of us didn't apply for it. We just showed up one day and realized that we were the default admin. You're not just paying bills. You're decoding insurance letters written in a foreign language. You're coordinating calendars like a wedding planner with no budget. You're the human reminder system, the emotional buffer, and the tech support hotline. I know about that. And here's the kicker. Most of it goes unseen. So if you feel invisible, overwhelmed, or like you're failing at a job you've never trained for, you're not alone. You're doing honorable work. And today we're going to make it a little easier. All right. So let's talk about tools, because even superheroes need a utility belt. Let's start with calendars. This has been really helpful for me. We use a shared calendar, specifically a Google calendar. I created an email address for my dad in Google, and it has his calendar on it. So the calendar shows up on his phone and it shows up on my phone. And it's been really significant in just scheduling things, giving him reminders, his medication reminders, or when he has a procedure scheduled and he is not supposed to eat. If you know, you know. That's back in some earlier episodes. We talk about what happens when your loved one eats when they're not supposed to eat before a procedure. But definitely using a shared calendar is pretty significant. There's Google Calendar or even a paper planner if you want to go back to paper. You can set recurring reminders for medications, bills, and appointments. Like I mentioned, I do have his medication in a calendar as well as his phone reminder. So his phone has two reminders on it, 9 and 9. And the morning one goes off and it lists out the medications he's supposed to take. And then the 9 p.m. one goes off and it lists out the medications he's supposed to take. Now, at the time when I put that together, I had in mind if I wasn't around, someone would know if he needed help with his medicine because it's listed out in the reminder. So recurring reminders definitely help. And just jumping back on the calendar real quick, I actually have about 5 or so shared calendars on my phone. And it's been really helpful in coordinating time, blocking time off when I need to, scheduling his appointments, looking at our availability all in one place. So it's really helpful on my phone to see the multiple calendars. And sometimes I pull out the iPad because it's a lot larger and I can see everything. So that's been pretty helpful. So don't forget though, you need to schedule time for yourself. You're scheduling time for your loved one. Schedule some time for yourself. Schedule your own joy, that self-care time. Seriously, put something like watch mindless TV on your calendar. I know I do. Yes, I block time off when needed. Let's talk about money management. So if you're handling finances, you can consider setting up a convenience account or a durable power of attorney. Also, add yourself as an authorized user to your loved one's accounts when possible. I know specifically in our case, we do have the power of attorney. I have set myself up as authorized users on most of his accounts. I let him have one account that I'm not set up as an authorized user, but at any given time, I can walk in that bank and change that. But for the fun of things, I have left myself off of that. I even say something to him like, I don't have access to that account, but I can see it. You can use budgeting apps to track your expenses. Now, one thing I will say is if you are using a dedicated account, you can check if your bank offers monthly spending reports because they're a quiet lifesaver when you're trying to figure out expenses or track allowances and how much things cost. I'm not sure if your loved one is on a fixed income or not. So it really helps when doing things like that. You can also keep a monthly checklist. Checklist of when the rent or your mortgage is due, utilities, any subscriptions that are in your loved one's name, some medical bills. And if your loved one has a steady or a fixed income, I recommend doing as much set it and forget it as possible. Things like the mortgage, or if they have a car payment, or anything that's regularly recurring and the amount doesn't change, set it and forget it. So for instance, in our case, most of my father's bills that are actually all the bills that are stable have set it and forget it. His mortgage, car insurance. It's a couple other things too, where it's just set it as car insurance. It's the home insurance, a warranty. Like there's things that I have set up. I don't even want to think about it. If the money's in the account, pay that bill. So it's really a huge lifesaver. And I do it for myself too. I actually manage my father the way I manage myself, which I don't know how I would be able to do this if I didn't do it the way that I do it, because it's a lot. You're doing everything times two. So when it comes to documents and passwords, I recommend creating a binder or a digital folder with key info. Things like insurance cards, the medical records, legal documentation. I know in my phone, I have a folder of things for my father that I can easily access from my phone, send it off to someone or show someone if I need to. That's been pretty helpful. Multiple passwords. Look, we struggle remembering our own passwords. So again, everything times two, right? So if your loved one has different accounts with different passwords, I suggest putting them in a password manager of some sort. There's different apps out there that can help you manage passwords, and even ones on your phone. So I know on my phone in particular, there is a password app on there. There's multiple avenues for you to save passwords, different apps that are pretty secure where you can save your passwords. Or if you want to do it the old fashioned way, you write it down somewhere or write it. Can't even see it because of the thing, but write it down in a way that only you know what it means, but just hope that you'll remember what it is when you need it. And if there is a Wi-Fi password, take a picture of it, save it, do something where you can access it no matter what. I have printed out the Wi-Fi password. I have it on my phone. I have it in my notes. Trust me, keep it, put it somewhere. You'll thank me later. Yeah. So it's a lot, right? Now let's talk about boundaries, because managing someone's affairs doesn't mean erasing your own. So here's a few lines you can say if you have a hard time saying no, not right now. Here's a few lines and you can practice it with me. First one, I can help with that on Thursday, just not today. Or you can say it in reverse. I'm unable to do this today. However, I can do this on Thursday. Go ahead and give it a try. You can pause this, give it a try. How about, I'm not available right now, but let's find another solution. Yeah, try that one. And another one. You need a break, right? I'm taking a little break right now, but I will be back in effect on Tuesday. And hopefully that's not too far along. But I know if your loved one is like mine, it might be forever. Feels like forever to them. But keep in mind, you are allowed to rest. You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to be a whole person, not just a caregiver. So before we wrap, let me say this. You're not just managing tasks. You are holding a life together, and that's extraordinary. Your action step this week, I want you to pick one system, just one, and set it up if you don't have anything set up already. It could be the calendar, a binder, a budgeting app. Just start small and start somewhere, okay? Being responsible for another adult comes with many challenges. That's why I created a template called Support and Alternate Approaches. It's a document that helps you map out options based on your responsibilities. And this is perfect for those moments when someone says to you, let me know if I can help with, Have you ever been asked, hey, let me know if there's something I can do for you? And at the moment, you can't really think about it because you have tons of things going on. This document, if you just take the time to write down some things you're responsible for, when and if those people come to you asking that, you can refer back to that document like, oh, you know what? Once a month, I have to do such and such. This coming month, can you do X, Y, and Z for me? Because I'm going to be out of town. So it's definitely helpful in that. As far as let me know how I can help you. If you'd like a copy of the Support and Alternate Approaches template, aka your new best friend when someone offers help, just send me a message at caregiverslounge@icloud.com. Until next time, take care of yourself like you take care of everyone else. You deserve it. See you later. Don't forget, you can drop a comment or send a message to caregiverslounge@icloud.com. See you later.